Right now, we are going to be talking to Justine McKnight. She is an artist and teacher who has a new exhibition called I Am Here, Here I Am. It is work that layers the experience of living in a house and how you imprint yourself into that living space. Justine, welcome to Artbeat.
Hi, Beck. Thanks for having me.
So, this work is really—it's very personal work. I mean, I know that all artwork has that personal aspect to it, but this is very intimate and domestic in that it's about how you exist in your space and how your existence kind of imprints itself on that space.
Yeah, it's a project or it's a body of work. Where Am I? I'm Here is the title of the work. It's a reflection of my relationship to and my experience of my home. So on one level it is quite personal, but it's also quite sort of formal. It sort of is a mapping of my home space into textiles and reflects the way that I'm continually noticing light and shadow moving through my home, and the way I move and arrange objects through the home. The bit that I wrote in my sort of statement that kind of gives a good sense of that is the experiences, which you spoke about well, the experiences are layering from many sides above and below, outside light coming into the spaces and presence captured in the edges through my stencils and things that I print into domestic textiles.
And you've captured this idea of light and shadow really nicely with your use of silhouettes, particularly when it comes to using your cat, Stevie, who takes on this role as, I guess, familiar in your work.
I've always had a thing with a familiar, something that you have close to you, and often that can be a pet. The work actually began with some drawings I'd done in COVID during 2020 and mapping these objects through stencils into my space. But at a point at the end of 2020, my cat died and I'd had him for 20 years and he was so much a part of my home space. Mm. So I really felt the need to draw him and capture him in the nature of the shape that I then made a stencil out of. And he's located through these works, sitting at doorways, and resting on surfaces.
Which I imagine, you know, people who've lost a pet that's been with them, I imagine that you often still kind of see that out of the corner of your eye as well, him just like on the table as you walk past.
Yeah, I think when you have something with you for such a long time, whether it's, you know, a pet or things in your space, you do become so familiar, or that you become very sensitive to their shape and their presence, and it's sort of a presence that's in there. And this work, which was sort of all stencils mapped into, layered as into domestic textiles, for me it's like a kind of a drawing process where, as I'm making decisions about the placement and the location and the layering of these shapes into the cloth, I'm sort of locating myself in there and making relationships into the work as well, hence the title, Where Am I? I Am Here.
There's this lovely line in your artist statement as well about working in your living room at the dining table and around a place where people may be seated but aren't, because this space holds only me. This work was created during a COVID lockdown, but there's no sense of loneliness in it. It seems to be a very full work.
Yeah, and it is. I think this is where the word solitude, which is something that Ted Snell also wrote about in his writing for the catalogue essay. I'd spoken to him about the solitude that artists experience, that often in order to work at a level of depth with what you do, you have to work alone. So you sort of get quite used to being alone and then having an interconnectedness through the work because of your presence in the space. And he included a quote by Louise Bourgeois, the French artist, where she said, "Solitude, even prolonged solitude, can only be of great benefit to artists." So I think in some ways, for many artists, COVID wasn't a huge shift because they already were used to perhaps working in solitude or in their own sort of space or studio space.
And so much of that is reflected in the weave and the warp and the weft of the cloth that you use as well, those ideas of interconnectedness and also of being one.
Definitely, yes, definitely. The fabrics, which are woven fabrics, they're very old domestic fabrics, tea towels and tablecloths and things that were stored in suitcases for 30 years, and I pulled them out. And the way that they, these weaves and these patterns in the ground of the cloth connect all of the shapes and objects within the plane is really, really important. It's this sort of interconnectedness is about how we form relationships as well and how we kind of belong and inhabit our home spaces too. Comfortable, familiar spaces that we feel ourselves within is part of this work.
Justine, where can people see this exhibition and when does it open?
So the exhibition opens tonight, 6 till 8, at Varies Gallery in on the corner of Stewart Street and Fitzgerald Avenue, Fitzgerald Road in Northbridge. And then the show is open tomorrow and next Thursday, Friday and Saturday from 11 till 3. If people can't make it to the opening tonight, come in and have a look at the show. It's a beautiful space with lots of light, so the work sits really well within that space.
Excellent. So if you have just tuned in, we've been talking to Justine McKnight about her exhibition, I Am Here, Here I Am. The opening is tonight. Make sure that you get down and check it out.
Great. Thank you very much, Beth.
Justine, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. It's been lovely getting to know you and hearing about how you've created this beautiful, intimate work from domestic artefacts.
Thank you so much.